Queensland's banana growers are rallying after the second outbreak of a virulent and potentially devastating disease. Panama Tropical Race 4 devastated the banana industry in the Northern Territory and was previously found on a property in Queensland in 2015. Now farmers are focused on breeding and growing new varieties that are resistant to the disease. And in good news for all of us, it won't affect prices or quality, as Renee Clough reports.
Just a day after the positive test at Australia's largest banana producer, growers have turned up in droves at the local Innisfail show to stake their claim for the much-contested biggest banana bunch and the fastest picker and packer.
Sometimes we can get down, but we don't go out.
Innisfail farmer Jade Buchanan says it's a case of beware the wounded Queenslander.
I guess we're all sitting back and we're in a little bit of shock because we've had, you know, 2 years reprieve, if that's the right words, where we sort of got in our comfort zone and now this suspect case has come out. So, I mean, we still want to, showcase our industry that it is still positive and, you know, people still have hope for our industry.
The event was cancelled amid biosecurity concerns when the first case of Panama disease was confirmed 2 years ago. Miss Buchanan says this time the show is going on.
You know, you sort of feel for that family and, you know, the position that they're in and what's going through their minds and what they're sort of doing to cope and that sort of stuff, because it is a shock again. But look, to be honest, I'm confident. I'm confident in our industry. I'm confident in our own business, and I'm definitely confident in them, that's for sure, that we will definitely beat this. And I think just having the packing comp is a sign and just to show that we are confident in our industry is important.
It's a sentiment echoed by the state's Chief Biosecurity Officer, Dr. Jim Thompson.
I think the original situation we were in 2 years ago is quite different from where we are now. We've learned a lot. Practices on farm are ones that we think can operate, that we think the farm can operate very effectively and market bananas and present no risk or very little risk to the spread of the disease. So we don't see supply being affected at all in this case. Bananas will obviously be able to be harvested from this property under strict biosecurity controls. We don't believe that there is any reason for anyone to be concerned that the supply of bananas at this point is under any threat.
Strict biosecurity measures are just one weapon in the battle to beat Panama disease. New banana varieties that are tolerant to the soil-borne fungus are also being researched and even grown. Patrick Lay's property borders the Robson family's old farm, which was the site of the first infection. He's been growing and selling two different TR4-tolerant varieties.
They were both grown and have market acceptance in the territory where they've had TR4 for many years. Look, they don't taste any different whatsoever. They're a Cavendish variety. The four Sanas are slightly sweeter, but in appearance, you really couldn't tell one from another.
If these are available, why aren't all banana growers growing them?
I suppose the closer you are to the Panama area, the more you need to consider them, I suppose, like in our case. But the former Sana has got some drawbacks. They do not handle stress well, and they're also very slow to cycle. So by the time you get to three crop cycles, you're a full crop cycle behind. But for us, the reason we've kept going with the former Sana is it's the most tolerant of the tolerant varieties, and if that's all we can grow at some stage in the future, that's what we will do.
Jade Buchanan says future-proofing the industry is vital.
You know, we've been brought up in this industry our entire lives and it's where our passion is. I do love that industry and I just cannot see me not being a part of it for the rest of my life. I would be devastated. So, you know, I don't want to deviate. I want to put 100% of my effort into our industry, especially moving forward and being positive.
Innisfail banana farmer Jade Buchanan ending Renee Clough's report.